Jane Fonda celebrates 82nd birthday by protesting climate change with Glorious Dynam. By David N. G. on December 20, 2019. Actress Jane Fonda celebrated her 82nd birthday by protesting climate change with fellow feminist activist Glorious Dynam. While Fonda stuck mostly to environmental talking points, Dynam used the occasion to attack President Donald Trump, calling him the accidental occupant of the White House and Orange Man. Speaking to a crowd gathered Friday morning outside the U.S. Capitol building, Fonda equated climate change to a burgeoning health crisis. "Climate change is a public health emergency," she said. "But not enough people make the connection. We're seeing increases in many old diseases due to air and water pollution." She added, "There's the increases in mental health problems as people try to cope with loss of homes and crops and livestock, jobs and family. Healthcare systems the world over, including in this country, are increasingly unable to meet the challenges." Fonda, who turns 82 on Saturday, was joined by feminist icon Gloria Steinem, who gave a speech in which she repeatedly attacked President Trump. "You may think I'm here to talk about all the women the accidental occupant of the White House has harassed and assaulted," Steinem said. "However, I'm here to talk about only one of the women this orange man is disrespecting, assaulting, and endangering. Her name is Mother Nature." Steinem, 85, continued, "The truth is that environmental protection has huge majority support in this country, and Trump does not have majority support. Far from it." Fonda's climate protest on Friday marked her 11th consecutive Fire Drill Friday event. Past participants include Rosanna Arquette, Diane Lane, Piper Perabo, Sam Waterston, and Ted Danson. On Tuesday, Fonda delivered a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., slamming Republicans, praising the Green New Deal, and denouncing the energy industry for destroying the earth. "You know, I lie in bed at night searching for the right words that will galvanize people to action around the climate emergency and show them why it's too late for moderation," Fonda said on Tuesday. "This is going to take an all-out war on drilling, and fracking, and deregulation, and racism, and misogyny, and colonialism, and despair, all at the same time." Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.